This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
He's a former Brewers pitcher. You can hear him on his podcast, Buses, Benches, and Baseball. It's time to hear from FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst, Tim Dillard, as he joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
All right, here's our guy. Tim Dillard in his blue suit coat joins us now here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. What's going on, Tim?
Oh, nothing. Enjoying the off day. And, man, how just reflecting on what an amazing series it was against the Boston Red Sox. That was a big one.
It was a huge one because I think coming into that series, you know, you come off splitting with the Pirates. And if we're being honest, they should have won 3 out of 4. That Skeens game, they should have won that game.
Yeah, well, honestly, they've been in every single ball game. I mean, you look at some of the losses they had; they were extra innings, just one-run ball games, very close. I mean, you feel like they've been on the cusp here for a while of playing, you know, good baseball and getting back to what we're used to seeing on the field and what we saw for most of April. And this Red Sox series is exactly what it was, top to bottom. It was a good showing.
The other part about this, too, I think, is when we talk about third base, which everybody has had a problem with all year long, it feels like maybe here in the last week or so, Caleb Durbin has started to pick up the pace. And the other thing that's undeniable is this kid has a clutch gene in him, too.
Well, I mean, really, you can go around just really the bottom of the order. If you're looking at, you know, what Collins has been doing, what Joey Ortiz is hitting the ball as hard as anybody on the team right now. Some of them have fallen, you know, some of them have been right at people, but he's coming around, all good signs. But Caleb Durbin, you know, just looking at his numbers, what he's done in the minor leagues before he got here, you knew he was one of those guys that just wanted to be on base, right? Strikeouts very low, doesn't strike out a lot. He will take his walks, and he's willing to get hit by a pitch. I think right now he's tied second in all of baseball and getting hit by pitches. And remember, he missed the first, 15 games of the year. So this guy knows what his game looks like. But what I really liked is, he had a couple doubles in the game yesterday, but his last at bat, the clip that you played of Levering, given the walk-off sacrifice fly, he knew the situation.
Right.
Right. If he's trying to do what he did earlier in the ball game, he could hit a ball, grab ball to third, and, you know, then all of a sudden we're going to the 11th inning. But he didn't. I have to get a ball in the air. I got to get a pitch I can handle, get it deep enough in the outfield, get the guy in from third. And you just, by doing that, he showed you that he knows baseball. He knows what to do. We saw some of his base running things that he's done, scoring from second on a dribbler to the pitcher. I mean, just like some amazing stuff that he has conjured up. So, you know, his baseball IQ, it was just a matter of coming around and just being more comfortable. Being the everyday third baseman, but man, he's an exciting player to watch.
Now I know I feel like I'm doing a loving on the short guy deal, and it's because I'm 5'6". But how about Sal Frelick, man? He's been playing out of his mind too.
He plays every single game like it's the last game he'll ever play. That's what it looks like. Every at-bat, every time he's on the base paths, every time somebody's trying to run to another base against him, I think he's leading all of baseball in outfield assists. I mean, you look at their stolen bases. He just, everything he does is electric. And, you know, even like he scored the other day and picked up his helmet and chunked it. Like, I love that stuff. Like, you have to be a spark plug. I think everybody's kind of waiting around for somebody to step up and do something. And Sal is like, whatever, I'll do it. He doesn't care. He's going head first, you know, into every base. What I really love is there was a big moment. I can't remember which inning it was, possibly the fifth. There was a deep fly ball. It was first and second. And I think Collins tagged and went to third. But Sal decided he was going to tag from first to second. Gutsy move. He gets there. They call him out. He stays on the base because he knew he was safe. They reviewed it, you know, after the Brewers challenge. He was safe. Next pitch, Durbin hits a double, both runs score. So it's like risk it for the biscuit. And that's what he does. He's just playing with his hair on fire. And I'm telling you, I think some of these Brewers guys, you know, veterans and rookies are looking at him going, man, I want to play like this guy.
Don't forget about this. He pulls his arm back on that steal and that play at second base to make it harder for the guy to tag the other arm. That's why he was safe. If that left arm was outstretched, he gets him before he gets to the base probably.
Yeah, I think he probably knew that was going to be the case. I mean, this is stuff that they talk about and work on, especially when you know this close play is coming. You know, sometimes you're stealing a base, you don't really know exactly where the throw's going to be. You're kind of hoping this is kind of how I'm going to slide in. But I think he had a plan. I think he had a plan the whole way. He knew it was going to be close, and he was super prepared for it. And I love that because right away he knew he was safe. We had a tough angle from the press box, obviously, because we're so far away. But just because of the way he reacted, I knew for a fact, I was like, man, they're going to overturn this. He's going to be safe. You just knew it because he's that type of player. If he was out, I feel like he wouldn't have, you know, I think he would have acted like he was out, but he acted like he was safe because he knew he was safe.
It's Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. He joins us each and every Thursday. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. This bullpen, I don't know about everybody else, but I immediately get queasy now whenever they bring these certain guys in. When Canning comes in, when Mears comes in, just because they've been worked so much, especially Mears, it just doesn't appear as, you know, he's maybe as sharp or as on it as he was maybe earlier in the year. And I don't know if it's tiredness or whatever the case may be, but it's not that same confident feeling as a fan, I don't think, when he comes out there right now, or a couple of the other guys, too, that have been really used a lot.
Well, if you ask any of the bullpen guys, they're not going to be like, none of them are going to say, yeah, we've been worked a lot, because you just don't do that.
Right.
But as a guy that's been in bullpens where I've seen guys get overworked, I'll say it for him. You know, they've been throwing a lot. I would say too much. I mean, Mears was on his way probably to an all-star bid, and then all of a sudden this guy's having to make up multiple innings. He threw two innings yesterday. And I know there's a day off coming, but when you have stretches of 13 games and your team's scuffling, I get why management's like, we got to do everything we can to win. And this guy has been our guy all year, so let's throw him. But you eventually have to get guys rest. And they just were not able to do that in the last couple of weeks. Even with D.L. Hall and Ashby, who have, you know, probably threw what? It was six innings or so. So I don't know. I think if they can get these guys rest, they're going to get right back on schedule. Just because it's not sustainable over 162, but they're going to be good. They're going to be good. This off day is going to help. They're going to have some of their ducks in a row. But honestly, you can't have your ace, Freddie Peralta, you know, going 4 1/3 or 5 innings every time out. He's going to have to figure it out, go deeper into ballgames, because if they're going to start limiting, you know, Chad Patrick, and we saw them limit Logan Henderson, you start going around the room, you can't have a bunch of starters topping out at 5 innings. So, you know, hopefully that'll change, and that'll definitely reflect on the bullpen and their usage.
Well, hopefully when Brandon Woodruff and Quintana come back, that also helps alleviate having to go to the bullpen so early. Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Talk to you next Thursday, man. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Sparky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.